Hello, hello. How y'all doing today? It's your girl, the Goddess Queen. I am on here again today for another episode of Mind, Body, Soul, and Spirit. Today, I'm actually catching the breeze. We're actually doing the podcast outside this morning, a little bit different from being inside the stuffy recording room and having to focus on all of that. So if you all hear any interesting sounds or anything like that, it's because we're doing something different today. Okay, so bear with me. So today we're actually going to talk about, are you settling for mediocrity in your life? Okay, that's going to be today's topic. Now, first off, let's talk about what mediocrity means. Okay, mediocrity means you're settling for a level of normal. Okay, basically, I know you've heard people say, you know, a like everybody kind of thing, or everybody in the world, or most people, or, you know, things like that. They generalize. Well, in regards to this topic, that's exactly what we're talking about. We're generalizing. And mediocrity means that you are choosing to just be normal. You're choosing to not do anything extra. You're choosing to not make any waves. You're choosing to not do anything different. You're choosing to not, make any marks in life. You're choosing to not make your stamp or set your place or, you know, do something amazing. You're choosing to just be a normal, everyday person in this world who doesn't contribute to the everyday flow of life. Wow, right? Basically, you're choosing to be in a situation where it's okay if you're gone. Basically, it's okay if you pop me off the face of the earth, because what I got going on ain't important. I don't really contribute. I'm not doing anything to make importance in life or change life or do anything for anybody. So that can't be the case. And that's what mediocrity is. And it comes down to all areas of life as well. It could be something as simple as doing something good for your grandma one morning. It could be something as trivial or as hard as starting a brand new business or being the first person to spark a brand new idea. Whatever this thing is, it would be the thing that causes you to step out of your comfort zone and be different, okay? To do something different and take your stance in life and handle your soul mission. Now, again, what it then comes down to is, are you settling for mediocrity in your life? Are you settling with the thought and the idea that it's okay for you to just be dormant? Okay? And if you don't know what dormant means, dormant is the idea of something lying or being there for a long time and being inactive. So just for an example, fleas lie dormant. That's something that lies dormant. Bed bugs lie dormant. They don't actually become active until they're active. They can survive for years lying dormant. So think about that in regards to the human life. You could last years in this life just making it, just doing it every day by day, holding on with every strand, lying dormant. And behind closed doors, you know, not accepting your full place in this world. You know, there's somebody waiting on you to be awesome. And that's one of the biggest things that we have to think about. Our paths all align. Okay. Now, my path might not align with my next door neighbor's, but there's somebody's path that it does. Okay. And by me just giving my truth, by me just sharing what I know and what I have to offer in this world, I'm hoping that I can help somebody else's path. So in life, that will be your goal. You know what? I'm gonna do this, you know, because I got something to give. I got something to tell. I got something to teach. I got something to provide. And that's what you then in turn doing. So when you're going about life, when you're doing things and you're thinking about this, think about that. Are you allowing yourself to truly be that incubator for somebody, or that come to moment for somebody, that muse for somebody? Now, let's stop thinking about other people, because, you know, some people have a problem thinking about other people. Let's just think about you. How is this hurting you? How is me settling to be mediocre? Okay? How does that hinder me? It's not that it hinders you, it's that it does allow you to only reach a certain goal. You're only going to meet that level of mediocrity, the highest level of mediocrity you're going to be able to find. You're only going to be able to meet that same level of mediocrity. And here's one of the biggest things. Mediocrity does not grow or change too frequently, because the bar pretty much stays the same, because not too many people are overachieving that bar. So if your bar is pretty much staying the same, that means you don't have much to fight for in this regard. So you're not trying every day to fight higher. The thing that makes a difference between the Mark Zuckerbergs and the Elon Musk, you know, and the Bill Gates and all these amazing people that have made these technical and, you know, physical changes and implementations in within our world that have moved us forward and progressed us forward in our technology age. The difference between you and them is their 10,000 hours. There's a saying that says it takes 10,000 hours. Invest 10,000 hours for you to be the best at anything. For you to know all there is to know about everything. For you to be the top gun, as you say. 10,000 hours. That's 10,000 hours of dedication. That's studying. That's work. That's, you know, learning your trade. That's actually doing your trade. Like, that's anything that encompasses what it is that you want to do. Now, here's the thing. If you don't know what you want to do, if you work at Burger King, McDonald's, Walmart, Goodwill, anywhere where you do not have a signified, specific life job plan, okay, that you don't have a specific career field, that you're just kind of working at a job and you'll move up if you move up, you know, you ain't never thought about it, but if it happens, it happens, you'll take more money any day type of deal. Is this what you want to do? Is this 9-to-5 same situation what you want to have for the rest of your life? And if the 9-to-5 is something that you enjoy, is this exact situation how you want it? Most of us that are hard workers, when we work at these jobs, we end up knowing what we can do to fix this company. We end up being able to tell you right there what we can do to fix this situation, which is why a lot of us hard workers end up moving up from the bottom up. Because we work our butts off at the bottom and we show them how hard and how good we are and how loyal we are to the company. So they like people like that. Here's the thing that it comes down to. Are you going to be forever doing this for another company? When are you going to do this for yourself? When are you going to get up and decide, hey, I want to make money for myself. Hey, you know what? I'm pretty good at organizing. You know what? What if I started an organizing business? I can help people organize their clothes, their house, their items, their closet. Or, you know what? Actually, I'm pretty good at writing. What if I became a ghostwriter? You know, write a few books for some people, you know, things like that. You know what? I'm actually pretty good at drawing. Why don't I decide to start selling my photos or selling my pictures or making logos? I actually take good photos. Things of that nature. Every hobby that you have can be turned into a money-making opportunity for you in your life. You just have to figure out which one to do first. Which one to do first, okay? Now, they say that your soul mission and your life path is the one thing that you do with ease. So if you have something in your life that revolves around that, that one thing that you do with ease, and it's also a hobby of yours that you do pretty well, it's time for you to stop being mediocre. It's time for you to take that step, okay, and become excellent and become as amazing as you are. You need to step into your light and step into your greatness and accept the fact that you have a gift. You have something that needs to be shared in this world. It's the next generation's time to get out there and actually provide something to our community. And I think in our world, our society, and I think that's what we're missing. We have had so much history and so much contributions to our history that I guess some of these people in this world now think that there's no more contributions to be done, but we are far from the finish line. We have so much more to learn and so much more to do before we can evolve as humans. So we have got to get ourselves in line and together and on the right path so that we can move to that next level. And one of those things is accepting your truth, accepting your greatness and being amazing, going out and exceeding all expectations. Remember setting those expectations, our last episode, going over, above and beyond, okay? Giving that 150% at all times. Why? Because it's going to get you to where you need to be. Because that work ethic is what you need to put towards your business. I don't know if any of y'all have seen Shark Tank, but there's a woman on Shark Tank. I cannot think of her name, but they call her the QVC lady, okay? And the QVC lady on Shark Tank, one of her main points or objectives when she's talking to these people and asking them, do y'all want me basically as your investor? I mean, I know you see what all these other guys up here are offering, but listen to what I'm telling you. She knows when there's a product that she can push. Want to know why? Because the QVC lady did just that. When she started off her business, that's what she did. She hit the ground running. She started the whole QVC thing. She hit the ground running. And what did she do? She became one of the best sellers on QVC with her products. Okay? And what she did was she built a whole community behind this QVC line. She foot trafficked. She put foot to the pavement and she went out and she was selling products by hand. She was selling products online. She was the face and the front of her business. And she did her 10,000 hours. And now she's at the point where she can help invest her money into other people and help grow them just as if she's growing herself. And that's your goal. That's your goal, to get so good at what you do that all you can do is pass it on to somebody else. Now, I will tell you all right now, I don't have all the tricks to life. I don't have all the yeses and the nos and the maybes. I don't have it all, okay? I don't know it all. I have certain things and certain aspects. And if you know me, you know one of my certain things and one of my certain aspects is my hope, my faith, my truth, and my light. That's why I live my life in positivity. And that's why I aim to show people what it is to live in true abundance, to live an all-around full life experience where you're receiving an abundant aspect of life in your mind, body, soul, and your spirit. It's an all-around experience. There's at least a trifecta that you've got to get together. That trifecta is going to be your life, career, finance, whatever you want to call that in regards to that, but your life, your love, which is your relationships, that's emotional relationships, you know, physical relationships, work relationships, family relationships, any relationships that you have in life. And last but not least is light, your spirituality, your soul essence. We've got to grow our soul and our spirit as well. And that's what this whole journey and this path is about. It's time for us to stop settling for the norm. It's time for us to stop walking around blind, stop being mediocre, and step outside the box and accept being amazing, accept being awesome, and accept the fact that you know like you know like you know that you're the shit. That's what it is. And excuse me, y'all, for that language. I apologize, but I did want to bring emphasis to that because it is that. Sometimes you got to know that you're the ish, and sometimes you got to say it. Sometimes you gotta say, you know what? I'm the best thing walking since sliced bread. But you gotta say it humbly. And you gotta know in your heart that all things happen for a reason and all come from a place. So whatever you believe and know that this is your time to fight. And this is your time to ask for strength because it's your season. We're just waiting for you to shine. I thank you so much for joining me today, you all. Stay posted, okay? We're going to be having awesome topics coming up, some awesome guest speakers and things of that nature as well. I want you all to as well go find our radio station, Mind, Body, Soul, and Spirit on Station Head. You can download the Station Head app on your phone and you can listen to some amazing R&B vibes, okay? R&B chill soul vibes, okay? All day, every day. 24 hours, I'm getting this going for you all. So I'm going to bring some good stuff to you there as well. Again, namaste, ashe, amen. Have a great day, y'all.